Şiş. Haş. Şiş. Haş. Haş. Şiş. It is a new cause. It is a new cause. Shush. Shush. Hush. It's a new cause. It's a new cause. When we are putting a new cause in motion, we have to say shush to the old cause and the old information. And, yeah, shush, quiet. Quiet. Be quiet. Shut up. Shush. Shush. Is it correct? Correct. Be quiet. Shut up. No comment. So, it's so easy for us to say, well, that's the way it always worked. That's the way it always was. That's the way it... And what are we learning here? We're learning to put new causes in motion, right? Every day and every way, we're learning to put new causes in motion for everything under the sun. Now, I think it's perfectly fair game for any of you to put a cause in motion for anything you want. For anything you want. If Ingeborg wants to have her own computer, and she wants to have her own life, the door is closed, is it? She wants to have her own computer and her own life, she could put a cause in motion for it. I'm not going to give it to her. She can put a cause in motion, and if she puts a cause in motion, and she is consistent about it, what's going to happen? She'll have it. And if John feels that he would like to have a special screwdriver to screw the screw in on his implant, then he should have it. But he's got to put the cause in motion. And you know what would happen? Just fall right into your hands. No problem. No big deal. And if Sylvia feels that she is the abbot and her job is to pass out work and so forth, then... if that's the case, then she'll do it. But like I told Stefan, as the abbot, you give out work. You do not check to see if it's done. If they do it, fine. If they don't, fine. If they don't, then you just have someone else do it. And if that isn't done, then you have somebody else do it. And then perhaps it wasn't important to be done in the first place, and it never gets done. But you continually take away people from experiences where they are not active and they're not doing their job, and pretty soon there's nothing more for them to do. And they can put a new cause in motion and say, I am cooperative and harmonious and there's plenty of things for me to do, and there will be that way. But if they say to themselves, this job is beneath me, I don't want to do this, I don't want to have to fool around with this job, it's not fair, this job is not what I want to do, then that's what you're going to end up doing. Not because you're saying it to me and I'm being mean to you by making you do it, but you're creating yourself doing it. Mm-hmm. You're creating yourself doing it again and again and again until you say, hey, one job or another. I've got my time to put in here, and I'm going to put it in harmoniously in whatever I'm asked to do. I'm not going to fight this show. I'm going to fight, because to fight the show is saying that you are not harmonious with what's going on. And you want to always be harmonious with what's going on, right? You want to always be harmonious with what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. And when you are, see, I talked to Love here, and I said, you want to always be harmonious. And he puts his head down, walks closer, and says, you may pet me. I may pet you, huh? Hmm? I may pet you. And I may play with you too, huh? Is that what you say? Is that a cause you put in motion, huh? Hmm? Is that a cause you put in motion? Now, what kind of cause are you guys putting in motion? What sort of experience would you like to have in your life? Let's say here at the monastery. What experience would you like to have? Would you like to be... a typesetter? Would you like to be a gardener? Would you like to be whatever you'd like to be? What is it that you'd like? You put it in your consciousness. You say, well, Herb, that's not terribly important. Yes, it is. It's what you do every day. It's what pisses you off or what makes you happy. Yeah. So now, what is it that you would like to have make you happy? What sort of things? All right. Now, wouldn't you say... and I know you have to say this, that it's much easier to be happy with $1 million than to be happy with nothing. Wouldn't you say that?
No,
I think most people would say that. Most people would say it's much. I could be happier with lots of money, and then I can be happier. I can't be as happy when I don't have the money. Really. And be careful what you're picking, you know. But I can be happy. I can be a lot happier with money than without it. Now, you and your superior attitude, you say, oh, no, not I. But all I have to do is have the doorbell ring and Reader's Digest come and say, you've just won the sweepstakes of $27 million. And you would fawn all over yourself. Wow, you know, you'd be so happy, you'd be so joyous about it. Now, what if the Reader's Digest came and said, well, you've just won a new Cadillac. Wow. Or the Reader's Digest came and said, you've won a cassette, a CD. Wow, you know. And what is it? It's Mary Poppins. We got that already, you know. And so that's like winning nothing, you know. You've already got it. So, You're hearing what you're saying. Your emotions, as quiet as they are standing out like a flag in a very fast wind. And that's what you're doing. Because money makes you very happy. Wealth makes you happy. Abundance makes you happy. Health makes you happy. All these things make you happy. You can be happy and then create them. That's lovely. But they make you happy. Now, if you're going to say that's not so, then you're just cheating yourself. If you are very thirsty and you say, no, I don't want anything to drink. And if you are very thirsty and you've just come in off the desert and you just dragging. And then they say, there's only one drink of water left. Now, shall I give it to you or to the baby here? What would you say? Oh, the baby, you know. So the baby gets a drink of water, and you say, and instead of saying to the baby, and I have my thirst filled from within. I am 99% water as it is, or 98% or whatever it is, and I will just live off that. I'm perfectly happy. And you won't sweat, but if you sweat it, save it. And why do you think these Arabs wear all these heavy robes? It's so the moisture stays in their body and doesn't evaporate out in the air. It gets into the clothing and then goes back in their body again because they keep it there. And the Eskimos, they used to have only a little bit of scotch, a little bit of whiskey. And so they would drink it and then they would save it in the urine and then they would drink it again. And that's the way they got their thrill from their little bit of scotch that they had. And they'd share it around. And that's why all the Eskimos are so exceedingly healthy. They all share their immune system in the fastest way they know how to do. And we would say, yuck, you know. But truly, shish. It's a new cause. It's a new cause you're putting in motion. Yeah. You laugh. If you were up there with the Eskimos, though, you wouldn't laugh. Yeah. Think about it. These are causes we're putting in motion. These are dreams we're putting in motion. These are ideas we're putting in motion for ourselves. Now, what do you want? What do you want? Now, you say, okay, I'd like to walk my spiritual path. I want to be a spiritual master. We talk about this a lot. I want to be my spiritual master, okay? And what do we say, John?
I am a spiritual master.
Well, no, what we said was you can't be a spiritual master so long as you say, I want to be a spiritual master. What you say is, I am a spiritual master. See, John left out a few little steps in there. You know how your teacher would say when you have your algebraic problem, how did you arrive at that solution? Were you doing this, craning your neck, reading what your neighbor had, or did you actually work it out? And so the teacher says, work it out. And that's what I do with you guys, work it out. Work it out. Don't forget the system. Don't forget the program. Because if you jump from the question to the solution, which is the best way to do it, you're liable not to be believed. Mm-hmm. And It's a very true thing. So be real careful. Okay, now, what are we doing?
We're establishing what we want, our causes.
And what did we want?
I am a spiritual master.
Ah, so wonderful. I knew you'd catch on. Now, I am a spiritual master. Okay. Now, why do we say I am a spiritual master when to all outward appearances we seem like we're normal, ordinary people? Why do we say we are a spiritual master? Why? Anybody?
I believe it.
What's that?
I believe it.
You believe it?
That's my reality.
That's your reality.
It's a cause we're putting in motion.
It's a cause you put into motion. Ellen?
That's my nature.
That's your nature. Okay, we got the whole thing in the kitchen, including the kitchen sink here now. What is it why you can say, I am a master?
Because I am.
It's true. It's the truth. Reality.
Well, it's the reality. But what if it's not the appearance?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. What do we do about it?
We claim it.
We make it so much ours by claiming it, saying it, saying it, saying it, saying it, saying it. It's our second nature. It is who we really are. It is the only thing we think about. No thought goes into our mind that says that, every thought goes into our mind saying that we're a master. And this is what manifests in our life. It manifests in our affairs. It manifests in everything that we're doing when we put that thought in motion. So we have to say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I live in my eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I am a master, I'm a master, I'm a master. Constantly. Because our inner self says, huh, if you're a master, why aren't you demonstrating different things? If you're a master, why aren't you doing this? And you see, you want to get past that. When you deal with a skeptic, who says, if you're a master, if you deal with a skeptic who says that to you all the time, that's hard. That's hard for you to stand true to who you are. And you don't want to be around people like that. So you're quiet and you go away from them. You know that if you say, I am a master, if you say these things about yourself, then those things are true about yourself. Those things are what you are. But if you don't, even though they're true, you're going to demonstrate what you do believe about yourself and what you believe. Now, what do you believe about yourself? Are you a limited person? We saw a truck go by us on the highway today. It said, freight unlimited. I mean, everybody's getting into the unlimited aspect. And what do they do over in England?
The corporation, LTD.
LTD. What's that?
Limited. Oh, that's limited.
Yeah, it's not ULTD, it's LTD. Okay, now, why do they limit their corporations?
Liability reasons.
I'm sorry?
Liability reasons.
That they're incorporating, in other words. Limited means corporation there. Mm-hmm. And John says, it's limiting their liability. How does it limit their liability?
Because they can only get taken to court for so much money if they...
They can only be taken to court for whatever the corporation is worth. If the corporation is worth 10 cents, that's all you can get. If the corporation is worth 10 million, that's all you can get. They can make you sell the corporation to pay up, or they take the corporation, you know. But... that's what a corporation means in the United States. That's what limited means in England. And what does it AG mean in Germany and Switzerland?
Bedrängte Haftung.
Bedrängte Haftung.
No, AG is Aktiengesellschaft.
What's that?
AG is Aktiengesellschaft.
Is what? I say the worst word.
Aktiengesellschaft.
Action, which
Aktien
means action.
Funds and
bonds. A fund? Like a trust fund?
Yeah. They have stocks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, then it's a corporation.
Okay, but what she was saying, that was the abbreviation from GmbH. That is Gesellschaft mit beschränkter Haftung.
Okay, good.
That's the same. like LTD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same as corporation.
Yeah.
And that's why I said it, because I know that. And so, this is where we are. We don't want a limited reliability. We don't want a limited liability. We want unlimited, because we are not limited by what assets we have in our company, what assets we have in ourselves. We are unlimited. And this is why, shush, it's a new cause. Don't mess it up while it's getting started. Don't pull it down while it's getting started. Don't act as though you know it all. If a little boy comes up to you and says, I'm going to go out and kill the world, and you say, hey, that's cool. How do you plan to do that? And what is the reason for you doing it, if you want to tell me? But how do you plan to do it? And by the time you get done talking with them, it's all over with. So, shush. It's a new cause, and we're putting it in motion. 15 minutes went fast. Unconditional love. Is it a joke? Well,